Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Yeah, we got to get cashews from someplace else. I was just telling Jason a little story about whole cashews. Jason, thank you for engineering. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Kathy's with us in Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are things at the farm?
Man, they're hot. The cows found grass on the other side of the fence. They thought, that looks great. And so Mrs. Finelli and our son are doing what we do best. Chasing cows.
Oh, boy.
It was early this morning. They're still doing it. Yeah. Hey, Kathy, there's so many interesting things to discuss that are on today's syllabus. Where would you like to start? I got your email about the... I got the email about the recall, the car recall. Man.
Yeah. Well, if you want to, you know, mention that real quick, Vince, we can mention that. And then we were going to talk about this light bulb ban and some of the repercussions from that.
Okay. Well, the email's still coming in. I moved it from one computer to another.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's still coming in. So why don't we start with the light? Let's start with the light bulbs.
Sure.
Do you want to share with what you know, or do you want me to start?
Bill, go ahead, Vince, because once you say what you've got to say, I do have a few things that I would like to add. And I do have some questions for you that, as I was reading and researching, they kind of came up on, like, okay, maybe Vince knows the answers to some of these. So you might answer them. So if you do, then we'll just go on.
Okay. Okay, so, class... the government, federal government, put a ban in, and it started many years ago. And it was both parties, Republicans and Democrats. And it was under the George W. Bush administration that they decided they were going to kill the incandescent light bulb in the United States of America. And the last portion of killing. It was phased. It was phased out, meaning light bulbs, different wattages were phased out over time. So the 100-watt light bulb, that was the first to go. And then light bulbs with lower wattages manufacturers were forced not to make them, and resellers were forced not to sell them. It's against the law to sell an incandescent light bulb of the majority, the main types, okay? There are some specialty types that maybe Kathy can go into that you can still buy because there's no replacement for them. So you can still buy them, but the regular old screw-in light bulb that you would put in a ceiling lamp or in a recessed lighting fixture or a table lamp, that kind of a light bulb, the one that's pear-shaped, as of yesterday, April 1st, 2 days ago, the ban, total ban went into effect for the commonly used light bulbs. And the new ruling says that light bulb manufacturers will make light bulbs that produce more than 45 lumens per watt. 45 lumens per watt. So a lumen is a measure of light, and a watt is a measure of electricity. So you are charged for electricity by your utility company by the kilowatt. Kilo is 1,000. So for every 1,000 watts you use for 1 hour, you're charged for that. Around here, it's somewhere around 11 cents in Missouri. It's higher in most other places. So 45 watts of light must be produced for each watt of electricity used, according to the federal government, or that light bulb cannot be sold. A 40-watt incandescent light bulb produces most of the time. And this is physics. So if you take a regular standard 40-watt light bulb, it will produce about 470 lumens. That's about 12 lumens per watt. The government says that's not enough. They want roughly four times the light to come out of that light bulb than a 40-watt incandescent light bulb generates or produces. Now, light bulbs can be altered. You can have more light come out of a light bulb by running the filament hotter, and it will produce more lumens, but the light bulb won't last very long. You can have longer life light bulbs by increasing the durability, having more standoffs to support the filaments, more support structures. So some light bulbs just have a filament. If you look at them, it's just straight across. There's two conductors with a tungsten filament across it, and that's it. Some light bulbs have the filament strung between supports that are insulated, wire supports, and it might have four or five supports. So that tungsten element can be longer, and it can be supported, and it can last longer in terms of hours. But the government is only concerned with how many watts you use to produce how many lumens. So on August 1st, the total ban for most general-purpose light bulbs went into effect. So that includes decorator light bulbs. So if you have one of those fixtures in your bathroom that has those large light bulbs, not the standard pear shape, but the ones that are like globes, spheres, they're banned. And night light bulbs, you know, those 7-watters, they're banned. And fluorescent light bulbs that don't meet the new minimum standard of 120 lumens per watt, they're next on the list to be banned. So the question is, can you still use the light bulbs that you have? And the answer is yes, you may. But you're going to have a real tough time finding them, because it's illegal to sell them as of Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. LED light bulbs typically have somewhere between 70 and 100 lumens per watt. So you get more light out of them. There's no question about it. But there's some downsides that maybe people aren't aware of. Let's say you have an oven. We have an oven. It's a propane-powered gas oven. We used to have an electric oven many, many decades ago. And there's a light bulb in there behind a glass protective covering, so you don't smash the light bulb when you take the turkey out. Well, there's no such thing as an LED light bulb right now that I know of that can withstand the heat of an oven. Because if you're cooking at 325, 350, 375, 450 degrees Fahrenheit, an LED light bulb can't take that heat. An LED light bulb requires a heat sink to dissipate the heat. I don't know if you've ever felt one, but if you screw in an LED light bulb, you might feel it has a plastic dome or a plastic filter or a plastic globe. And then just below that, painted white, that looks like the lens of a light bulb, is the heat sink. It's an aluminum heat sink. And if you run that light bulb for, let's say, 20 minutes, and then you decide to touch that heat sink, you'll burn your fingers. So what is not commonly noticed is that LED light bulbs have a power supply and a heat sink. They cannot take the heat. So if you run an LED light bulb upside down and the heat gets trapped in a candlelight, they won't last very long because the power supply of the LED light bulb that converts 125 or 120 volts AC into DC, direct current, gets hot and dissipates the heat. So these LED light bulbs are not the be-all, end-all that the government thinks they should be. A General Electric LED light bulb that consumes 10 watts of electricity produces about 800 lumens. So 80 lumens per watt. That certainly meets the government standards. But have you noticed that the LED light bulbs that are supposed to last, oh, let's say 35 years, fail in less than 5 years? Have you noticed that? So the government is telling you that you're going to save money by buying these light bulbs. And they don't. And the manufacturers are telling you that they should last 35 years in normal use. They don't, though. Kathy, any comments so far?
You know, Vince, that's exactly what I have experienced. We don't use them very much. I did try them a while ago, and I honestly, we had one in our family room. It was only in a short time, and it died. And, you know, Vince, I think you talked about it before, and maybe you can explain this more, but isn't it true that if you put them in certain fixtures, that the heat is too much and it can't escape and it does cause them? I mean, I know you talked about the recess, but what about like your standard lamp? Is that the same thing where the heat gets trapped in there and they just don't last as long? And my other comment, Vince, was I read that if for every light bulb a retailer would have in their store, it's a $542 fine per bulb. You know, I don't know why they just don't let them sell out if they're not going to make any more. Just let them sell what they have. It just seems so wasteful to me. Anyway, that was two of my comments, Ben. You can go ahead and.
All right. So let's address the first one. So many of us in class have in a hallway fixture in the ceiling. That's pretty common design. You know, you have a hallway, and let's say the hallway has a standard 8-foot ceiling. It's tough to have a hanging fixture that you're not going to walk into, you know, bang your head into. So fixtures are up tight against the ceiling in the hallway. And those fixtures typically are enclosed, meaning there is a dome, if you will, glass typically, and a metal base, and the metal base is screwed against the ceiling box. There is a piece of fiberglass insulation to keep the light bulb from overheating and keeping the heat inside the glass dome. That's what it's doing. And if you put LED light bulbs in there, there's no way for the heat to get out other than through the glass, which is a pretty poor way of doing it. So that's not a good idea. What I've experimented with over 17 years with different kinds of light bulbs, compact fluorescents as well as incandescents as well as LED, what I found is if they are upside down, if the bulb is upside down, meaning the base is up and the globe is down and it's in a can light, you might get between 12 and 18 months out of a 35-year light bulb. We'll tell you more when we come.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us in Ohio. Domestic Engineering and 5 Minute University combined into one today. So we're talking about light bulbs and the light bulb ban, the incandescent light bulb ban. And there are certain uses for incandescent light bulbs that I don't know the replacement for. Certainly not an economically viable replacement. And one of them is around here in Missouri, people have outdoor wells, water wells. And they bore a hole into the ground and they put a well pump either in the well, or they put the well pump on the ground. And what happens is the water comes up from the well, and the pump could be on the ground, sitting on a concrete block, with a pressure tank right next to it, and then the piping goes underground again and goes to the house. And that's what happens. Or the submersible pump is at the bottom of the well, or near the bottom of the well, and the pressure tank sits on concrete blocks on the ground, and then the plumbing goes underground from the well to the house. What they do is to protect the well pump or the pressure tank or both, they build a little house over it, like a little shed. Let's say it's 4 feet by 4 feet by 5 feet, 6 feet tall. They put that over it. It could be made out of wood, or it could be made out of a frame with concrete board siding with a pitched roof. The idea is to keep the rain and the elements and the mice and the bugs away from the tank, the plumbing, and the pump, if the pump's above ground. The problem with all this is the winter, the cold weather. When it gets cold, the plumbing can freeze in this little shelter for the well pump and the well pressure tank. So what people do around here is they buy a keyless porcelain lamp holder. And you've seen these. Maybe you haven't heard them called by that term. But they're that light fixture. People have them in their basement. Two screws hold them to the electrical box. They're upside down. So you screw the light bulb in with the base up, and the light bulb hangs from this porcelain fixture. What they'll do is they'll have a door on this little protective shelter for the well pump, and they'll leave a light bulb on there in the wintertime. They'll have a switch, and they'll turn the light bulb on, and they'll let it run all winter. And the idea is, if it gets cold out, that small amount of heat from a 75 or 100-watt light bulb will be just enough to keep the inside of that little hut from freezing. I don't know a substitute for that. Not one that costs a dollar for a bulb and $3 for a porcelain fixture. There's no substitute that is that economically viable that has a screw-in replaceable part like the light bulb. There's no such thing. Now, some people are going to be forced to buy an electric heater with a fan and put a receptacle in that little hut, and they're going to have to depend on that much more expensive heater with more complexity as compared to a light bulb. Another problem is many of us have raised chickens, and you know for a fact that when you raise chickens, you have to keep the chicks warm. Once they hatch, you've got to keep them warm, and the preferred method is to use an electric incandescent light bulb. That's how you do it. I don't know a substitute for that either for the backyard farmer. I don't know of one. And then, of course, I mentioned the oven. If you put a LED light bulb in your oven so you can see what you're doing inside the oven, it will cook the LED light bulb. They are not made for that. They can't take that temperature. You know, an incandescent light bulb can run a couple hundred degrees. They are made for that. That's how they work. But LED light bulbs are not. They cannot take the heat. They have plastic lenses, many of them. And the plastic will melt and catch on fire. So, in the infinite wisdom of the government, they put us in a real predicament. Especially people who make things, like farmers and do-it-yourselfers. Kathy, any comments so far?
You know, Vince, it's like the government picking winners and losers again. I mean, they did with vehicles and appliances and building codes, and look where a lot of that got us.
Right. So we've taken the light bulb that used to get four for a dollar, and we've made them $3 a piece.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump makes his court appearance today at 4 p.m. Eastern. President Biden's Department of Justice, after 2.5 years, is pushing for more charges against the former president. The Secret Service released a statement saying it's working with city police and federal officials to ensure the highest level of safety and security for Trump while minimizing disruption to the normal court process. The former president was indicted Tuesday for January 6. The Internal Revenue Service promises paperless processing for taxes by 2025. It plans to have taxpayers digitally submit all correspondence by the next tax filing season in 2024, according to the Treasury Department. The IRS will also digitize the estimated billions of historical documents in its catalog for the next 2 years, which will cost about $40 million per year to store. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my. You got the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So we're talking about light bulbs and the ban of the incandescent light bulb, the Edison light bulb, the one that's been around for over 100 years. And the way that incandescent light bulb works is there's a tungsten element, a fine wire, if you will, that is resistive in nature. It resists the current flow across the wire. So the two sides of the screw-in base, one is one side of the AC current and the other is the other side, and the electricity flows across that tungsten element, and because it's so resistive, the element gets hot. It actually glows kind of red hot. And that's where the light comes from. So a lot of electricity goes to heat in an incandescent light bulb, and your government doesn't like that. they want you to reduce the amount of electricity that you use. And without saying it, they don't want you to generate the heat either. So they've come up with this plan to replace light bulbs with other light bulbs. And initially they came out with it. And by the way, this dates back to George W. Bush. And it's been reported that Hillary Clinton was one of the primary pushers behind this to kill the incandescent light bulb. So the first attempt to make a light bulb more efficient was the fluorescent light bulb. And that's been around for a really long time. Really long time. And I believe Nikola Tesla was the inventor of that. So you get way more light per watt with fluorescent lighting than you do with incandescent lighting. And the tubes, the fluorescent tubes, last 8,000 to 10,000 hours as compared to the incandescent light bulb that lasts 750 to 1,000 hours. So a fluorescent bulb will last easily 10 times longer. And of course, all this is predicated upon the on-off cycles and the temperature and the voltage. So, you know, lots of on-off, on-off, that's rough on a fluorescent light. Incandescent lights seem to be able to take it much better. So in a closet, incandescent light's the way to go. In a bathroom, where you flip the light switch on, and you're in there for a couple of minutes and off goes the light, incandescent light's the way to go. But in terms of the evolution or the rollout of the replacement of the screw-in light bulb, which is commonly called the Edison-based light bulb, the next attempt was the Curlicue compact fluorescent light bulb, the one where the glass tube, you know, curls around and you screw it into a regular Edison base. The problem with those is they didn't last worth a darn. The other problem is they didn't come on instantly. Another problem was that they got brighter over time. So you first power it up, and it's kind of dim. And then 2 minutes later, it's approaching full brightness. But in the bathroom, it would reach full brightness while you're drying your hands and leaving. So that doesn't really make a lot of sense. And they didn't last worth a darn when they were put in upside down. And where would you use those upside down? That would be the can lights, right? The recessed lighting fixtures, like we have in our kitchen. We have them all over the house. So they don't work very well when they're upside down. Say they last maybe a year. So then what do you do? Well, there's an alternative. And I bought these. And they are lamp holder extenders. So you can buy them. And what they do is they screw into your light bulb bay, into your light bulb socket. And they extend the distance between the socket and the light bulb by about an inch and a half. And they're made by a company called Leviton, L-E-V-I-T-O-N. And only get the porcelain ones, because if you get the Chinese plastic ones, they'll melt. Literally. eBay used to sell them and then stopped selling them because they melted. So they can't take the heat. So what you can do is push the light bulb lower in the recessed fixture so that more air can get in. The light bulb is lower. It will shine more light on the downward area from the recessed fixture, and it will help extend the life of your light bulbs, whether they be incandescent or compact fluorescent or LED. The other thing you can do is most can fixtures have an adjustment, and it's a wing nut. And the wing nut, if you loosen it just a little bit, you can lower this plate that has this socket in it, and you can lower it lower, so that the light bulb is lower in the recessed fixture, and you can customize that for the light bulbs you're using and get more light out of the light bulbs. Meaning the light bulb won't be hidden by the fixture as much. So those are some things that you can do to improve the lighting and increase the life expectancy of your light bulbs. But flat out, if you have a light bulb in a recessed fixture and heat rises, and we're not going to be able to change physics, heat rises. Well, if the heat in that fixture is getting hotter over time, the longer you leave that light bulb powered up, the hotter it's going to get up to a point and then it's going to stabilize. That's what kills these light bulbs. that enormous amount of heat. So the best way to make these light bulbs last longer is to change their position. Now, believe it or not, as my friend Pete used to say when we were growing up, or his father used to say, believe it or else, if you turn that light bulb sideways, I believe they last the longest if they're sideways. I believe they last about as long if the base is down and the glass is up. Those are a few of the comments that I have about some of these light bulbs. Kathy, do you want to talk about which light bulbs are still available for sale?
You know, Vince, I will. You know, the other thing I did want to mention was the fact that people are reporting headaches and migraines and eye issues and all kinds of things because apparently some of them, there's like a flicker. And I'm trying to, I mean, we don't really use them, so I don't know that I noticed them. I did try one about 6 months ago because I had bought a box. And when I put it in, it was just in a standard lamp that sat on our coffee table. I couldn't stand the light just looking at it. It just was the ugliest color, and it really did bother me. It must have been something, maybe it's like an indiscernible flicker, and maybe there's more. But I am concerned about that. What about people? And I was reading some of the comments from the article I wrote, and some people said they get headaches from them. Like, what are they supposed to do now? Like, not having lights on in their house in the evening? You know, that was one of my concerns, too, Vince, about some of the negative health effects that these things have.
You're absolutely right. And our son complained about, we have an island in the kitchen, you know, adjacent to the sink. And so it's a prep area. And all of us cook. And we have a hanging fixture over the island. The fixture has two light bulbs that are upside down. And over the kitchen table, which is near the island, is another hanging fixture. It's three light bulbs that hang upside down. And I tried the LED light bulbs. My son can't stand it. He absolutely cannot stand it. So we have incandescent light bulbs in those fixtures because your head is within, I don't know, a foot and a half of the light bulb when you're working at the island because the light bulbs from the fixture are right over the island so you can see. So we had to replace those back to the incandescent light bulbs. And at the kitchen table, there's room for six people. And everybody's going to be under the light. And that had to be switched back to incandescent because if you're eating and let's say you spend a half hour at the kitchen table enjoying each other's company, talking about the events of the day and planning as we do, our son couldn't take it. So we had to switch back to incandescent lights. And here's another component, Kathy, and eye strain. Well, and potential blindness. LED light bulbs, many of them, depending on what color spectrum you select, have a light in the ultraviolet spectrum. And it's like a really, really bright, bright blue. And that causes blindness. So depending on the intensity, and depending on where the light is originating, and the angle that it hits your eye, you could damage your eyes with ultraviolet light. And we all know, those of us who went to school when they used to teach this, were told, don't look at the sun, don't look at the sun. And then for people who were welding, they say, don't look at that arc, don't look at that arc. That arc was bright white, the sun's bright white, filtered in, looks yellow after it goes through our atmosphere, but it's bright white, it's white hot. Ultraviolet light comes from the sun. Ultraviolet light is emitted from welding rods. And welders wear this lens, you know, welding hood with a lens you can hardly see through to protect the welder's eyes from the ultraviolet light, or he or she will be blinded by the ultraviolet light permanently. And in China, there were reports a few years ago that to disinfect the classrooms in the Chinese schools, they put ultraviolet light bulbs in the ceilings. And the maintenance, the custodial staff would go in there and turn them on when the students were out at night, and then shut them off before the students came in the morning. Well, somebody left the light bulb on. Students were looking at it and became blinded by looking at the ultraviolet light bulb, which was used to disinfect the air on the surfaces in the classroom. So it's a real serious thing. The same ultraviolet light frequency is used in ductwork, heating and cooling ductwork. And the idea is the ultraviolet light, just a light bulb, with this bluish ultraviolet light, will obliterate biologicals in the air as they pass by the light bulb. And it's the same light bulb that is used in restaurants. It's this eerie blue light, and the idea is it will kill bacteria and pathogens in the air. But the idea is it has to be indirect. You can't look at it. So the air that passes over it is cleansed of biologicals. You see it in dentist's offices, you see it in doctor's offices, you see it in hospitals, you see it in restaurants. And if you were to look inside our ductwork, you'd see it in there too, because I put it in there. But you can't see it from the outside, because it'll blind you. So there are a lot of goods and bads, but if you talk about light bulbs that are allowed, well, we're allowing ultraviolet from LED light bulbs. They are, the government. And they're allowing just plain old ultraviolet lamps as well to disinfect the air and surfaces. Kathy, your comments, and then...
Yeah, this, I'll give you a list when we get back of what they've allowed.
Class, this is a big deal. This is way bigger than it appears to be.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so bottom line is you're not going to be able to buy the general purpose light bulbs that are incandescent anymore because of the massive fines that your government has brought to you. But it's don't just blame Joe for this. You need to blame the Republicans and the Democrats. This is a bipartisan rule dating back to George W. Bush's presidency. So it's been a long time in the making. And frankly, there's no really, really good substitute for all of the applications of the incandescent light bulb. And of course, I have some questions. And some of my questions are, well, I've got a 2004 Chevrolet pickup truck. And I've got an old 1996 diesel Mercedes. The headlights, the turn signals, the side marker lights, the interior lights, the dashboard lights, the stop lights, the tail lights are all incandescent bulbs. All of them. That's for the Mercedes 1996. It's for older vehicles. It's for even some that are even newer than that. And it's for the Chevrolet and Ford and Chrysler pickup trucks. We got a 1999 Dodge pickup truck here, 3/4 ton. All incandescent light bulbs. Are they banned? I don't know. I don't know. And there's another thing, and that is when a trailer is hooked up to a truck and the wiring supports the turn signals and the brakes and those kinds of things, there is a flasher that is connected to the turn signals. So you go to turn left, and the flasher pulses an electronic voltage and current to the light bulbs. And it's based on the resistance of the light bulbs. So you change out those light bulbs and make them LED light bulbs, and the flashers are going to flash at a different rate. Not the standard flash, flash, flash rate. So there's a whole bunch of problems with this. It's not just simply, oh, let's unscrew the burned out Edison light bulb, and when we run out of them, we'll just switch to LEDs. It's more complicated than that. Much more complicated. Kathy, what light bulbs are we still allowed to buy? Kathy, are you there? Did we lose Kathy?
I'm sorry. Oh. No, I'm sorry. But yeah. I hit the button by mistake. I'm sorry. I found this on USA Today, Vince, and there's a list It's appliance lamp, black light lamp, bug lamps, colored lamp, general service fluorescent lamp, high intensity discharge lamp, infrared lamp, left hand thread lamp, marine lamp, lamp and floodlight, reflector lamp, showcase lamp, traffic signal, and then the last one, it says other specialty lights, including R20 short lamps and silver bowl lamps. Does that have anything that helps you with your vehicle sense, any of those?
No, it doesn't. Oh. And so an R20, the R20 short lamp, think of the old-fashioned flood lamps, those 150-watt flood lamps that you screw in with the heavy heavy lens on them with the silver reflective surface, kind of like a cone shape. The R20 is like that, except a smaller version of that. And traffic signals. I have a traffic light bulb, and it's 67 watts. The glass is very heavy. You know, the glass, clear glass lens is very heavy, and it has a very heavy element, which is supported by multiple supports for the tungsten filament, and it's rated at 130 volts. Now, initially, when this is a really old light bulb, it's probably 40 or more years old, maybe 50, and that's when the electricity from the grid was 110 volts. So it was rated at 130 volts. So it didn't glow the really bright, bright, bright white. It's kind of a yellow white. And there were three of them in the traffic lights hanging from the traffic light bulbs. And there was one for red, one for yellow, and one for green. And they had an enormous lifespan. And the reason is, one of those three light bulbs in the traffic light was on at all times. It was either red, or it was yellow, or it was green. And they kept switching from on to off, a lot, which is really rough on light bulbs. So they made a specialty light bulb called a traffic light bulb. And they lasted way longer than any light bulb that you have in your house. But they were incandescent light bulbs. And they worked great. So they are not banned. Floodlights are not banned, as you mentioned. Marine lamps, that would be for use on the water. Infrared lamps, those are the heat lamps. They're not banned. Bug lamps, that would be the yellow ones. Black lights, they're not banned. And appliance lamps, because they don't have replacements for any of these light bulbs. So you can still buy the ones that they haven't figured out how to replace yet. What a mess. What an absolute mess. When we come back, we can talk about automotive recalls.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.